I've actually been around space my entire life. I'm actually an old Air Force brat. My dad was a space and missile guy, and I was actually born at Cape Canaveral. And then we moved out here and did some stuff at Vandenberg. And I got to see lots of launches as a kid, so it was always very exciting. You know, I finally got to attend the University of Idaho, and that allowed me the opportunity to actually come work for JPL. So, yeah, it's been really exciting and really fulfilling at this point.
Now, if I understand this correctly, you're the data collection instrumentation engineer. What is that?
Basically, what it is I put together a system that would test part of the avionics boxes, and then wrote a lot of software and a lot of code and put together a lot of pieces and integrated it, and we delivered it to the folks that actually put the spacecraft together. You know, on paper, it sounds kind of funny, but it's basically putting together some test equipment and writing some software. So it's actually pretty basic. It's sitting at a computer and doing a lot of stuff that way. So,
but critical to the mission. And let's talk about the mission. What is the mission of Curiosity?
What Curiosity's mission is to find out the organics that are on the planet, to see if life was possible with the molecules that we understand here on Earth, if they're present for life. I mean, there's a chemistry detector that tells us what minerals are there, what kind of rocks are there. We have, you know, more cameras, video. We have a weather station that's going to be there, a radiometer detector, a hydrogen detector, which can tell us whether or not there's still water available for life. So there's a lot more stuff that we're going to learn this time around.
What's it like to have something that you worked on or helped build go into space? It's got to be really, really cool.
Yeah, it's rather humbling. You know, it's hard to explain because it's just, you know, at this point, it's kind of a job, but it's kind of not. You know, it's like your dream job. You get to design and build electronics, which lots of people do, but then stuff that I did is going to be on Mars forever. You know, that's different. So yeah, I mean, it's things you can tell the grandkids and the public about and enjoy it. You know, it's for everybody. So it's not just for me. So it's a lot of fun, a lot of fun. And all the great people here, you know, they all feel pretty much the same way. So